the acoustical environment is a critical physical resource because it affects the way all organisms are able to perceive each other and the environment, right? So if you allow a lot of noise to intrude upon a park, it not only sort of affects the aesthetic evaluation of the park by visitors, but it begins to break the connections, the sensory connections, among visitors and the environment, and among all organisms in the environment. You know, the Organic Act says that we're supposed to conserve resources unimpaired, and part of that determination is, you know, what epoch do we refer to in time for identifying what the foundational resources of the park are. Wolves either are or are not part of that calculus. Our mandate doesn't say we need to preserve the animals that are popular or the animals that are particularly attractive. Our mandate says we need to conserve resources unimpaired and in terms of Wilderness Act, things that natural processes must dominate.
I mean, my position is that human beings are a part of the natural processes. And so listening...
Well, but the Wilderness Act is very explicit, right? Supposed to be, wilderness areas are supposed to be managed largely untrammeled by man.
There's so much gray area and question marks that when I go back to this question, like, if the wolf howl goes extinct, does the Park Service have any inclination to do something about it? Doesn't seem so crazy.
You know, you're right. This is one of the signature sounds that you know, very few people get to hear and can transform a park experience. There's no question about that. I just, and you know, when you look at the history, not only of Park Service regulations, but also of the significant legal decisions, one of the principal findings has been that whenever there's any kind of conflict between visitor use of parks and resource conservation, the courts have found that resource conservation must be given priority. So right. Even if visitors feel like wolf howls are like the most important thing they could possibly experience at Isle Royale, if the park managers were, and the scientists were determined that in fact restoring wolves was not sort of conserving an authentic, intact ecosystem there, our legal mandates would tell us we have to let the natural processes predominate.
Right. I think about the aesthetic experience of listening to sounds and music and the way that those impact our lives.
Yes.
And that position as an artist leads me to ask questions like, is the Natural Sounds Program interested in understanding visitor perception of the soundscape? And
that's absolutely yes.
Yeah.
So, and as I said, we've funded a fair amount of work in that area. If you're asking, is the Natural Sounds Program at all interested in sort of trying to manage or craft the composition of soundscapes through management actions, I would say the answer is almost certainly no. I just want to make you aware that we've come back to this Isle Royale situation two or three times, and I've given you, so far as I'm able, the sort of, you know, why from a legislative and judicial perspective, the Park Service is required to make decisions in one sort of way. And that way does not, I think, pivot upon the subjective value that people place on certain sounds. It hinges upon some sort of objective assessment of whether the ecosystem, whether some species is, you know, sort of intrinsically critical to that ecosystem. National parks are not amusement parks. They're not art galleries. They're not anything that's been constructed strictly for human enjoyment. They're places where we're trying to preserve something in the natural sense, natural processes, for cultural and historic properties, trying to preserve like a vignette. We're trying to preserve a vignette. Part of your data, part of what you're interested in, is bound perspectives, the diversity of values that people place on things like wolf sounds. So it's, even if it turns out that, you know, we don't decide to reintroduce wolves because of the value of wolf howls, it's still a conversation I think the Park Service needs to have, or the public, you know, all public stakeholders need to have, if nothing else, to help clarify for all of us, you know, what the sort of foundations of Park Service management are all about.
Right.